மௌலாயா சல்லி வஸல்லிம் தாயிமன் அபதன் அலா தாஹா சையிதில் முருசலீன் بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاع أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our proper bayan, one reminder, and reminders Allah Ta'ala says وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, reminder is beneficial for the believers. So one of the very many great amal that have been taught to us by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, muhaddithin, ulama have made one special chapter in their kitabs that kathratu turuq ila al-khayr. There are many ways of doing good deeds and easy ways by which we earn great rewards. We should try and study those, especially the ulama explain it to the people, that all can do all those good deeds which are easy to do and great reward for them. So amongst them one is, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who reads 7 times after Fajr and 7 times after Maghrib, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ, who reads it 7 times, inshallah we read it just now all together, then كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ, Allah Ta'ala suffices for that person, Allah protects that person, مَا أَهَمَّهُ, whatever worries he has, depression, anxiety, worry a person has, مِنْ أَمْرِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, مِنْ أَمْرِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, matters of dunya also, whatever worries a person, Allah takes over. And our deen's worries also, Allah takes over. And then you are left without worries. What a peaceful life you will have. Just by reading it 7 times, and you can measure it when we'll read it, though we'll read it slowly, but it takes hardly a minute to read it. And we get saved that the whole world is worried about anxiety, depression, worry, and because of that, insomnia, can't fall asleep. Because of that, suicide people are committing just by reading this. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that when Switzerland can make a watch that is waterproof, even if it's 200 meters underwater, forget water getting it, water vapor also doesn't go in it. It is made so waterproof. So when the creation can do this, then the Creator, Allah Ta'ala, what is it difficult for him to create a heart that is worry-proof? You can be in 200 problems around you, 2,000 problems. But when Allah has made your heart worry-proof, all the problems will be there. It won't worry you. When it's raining, we're traveling with our car. Our car is insulated and heavy rain. The wipers are working, windows are closed. Not a drop of water comes in the car. You are right in the middle of the rain. and no, not a drop of water. When Allah protects you, then you don't have to worry anything. So we read this every day, teach it to our families, and make a point when we go home, we tell our families. It is in 11th Surah, the first surah, the end of the first surah. It is 11th Surah, isn't it? So go and check it up, and then tell our families. And then every day together, every morning with the family, every night after Maghrib, we read it. So the whole family can be, and you'll see for yourself that what problems you can face, but how Allah will protect your heart. So let us read. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم لا حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم 7 times every morning. Now we read it. Allah will protect us whole night of worry. In the morning we read it again. Allah give us. And the meaning, حسبي الله. Allah is sufficient for me. How, what solace a person just get when learn it off also and look at the translation also in the Quran Sharif and learn the meaning also and explanation. Allah is sufficient for me. عليه توكلت. I put my full trust on Him. Actually, in Arabic, according to Arabic grammar, it should be توكلت علي. I trusted on Allah. But the beauty, advanced level of Arabic, that when it is put this way, عليه توكلت, that I don't say I trust on Him, that now the meaning is my full trust is on Him. Hasan. That my trust is only on Allah Ta'ala. عليه توكلت. And why shouldn't be wahuwa? And Allah is Rabbul Arshil Azim, the Rabb of Arshil Azim. Arshil Azim, the great throne of Allah Ta'ala. And the great throne of Allah Ta'ala is what is called Majariye Qadha, from where all the decisions of the world are made there. Whatever is happening in Palestine, all the decisions have been made there. No judge can write guilty, not guilty. Whatever there has been decreed, there. No petrol price can go up or down. No rand value can decrease or increase. What is written there, that happens here. So everything, so a person whose eyes are there, from where everything is happening, that person has got contact not only with the government or with the finance department or intelligence department, he got contact with the highest, most superior level. And everyone can have it. A young boy, young girl, old man, lady, not Ali, nothing. But just by reading this, we make our contact there. So Allah Ta'ala give us topic. And then it is sunnah to read it. And in these days when we are not practicing sunnah, we get 100 shaheed sawab for it on top of it also. Allah does all our work and He rewards us for it also. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate the great valuable deen that He has given us. And deen will be appreciated if a person, and there are many people, you got a bar of gold. Now it's lying in your house, it's just there. But if you use it now, you cash it, you build a nice house, you have all your amenities, facilities, you're living nice, now you'll enjoy. So if we just got the deen locked up in the Quran Sharif in a shell, but we're not using it, so to say, we're not making amal on it, then we can't get the appreciation. If you got the best doctor in the world, he gave you the best prescription, you got the best medicine, you went and have a beautiful gold case made, a shelf case, and you put the medicine there and you're happy. The biggest doctor of the world gave me the best medicine, but you're not using it. What benefit? No benefit. Use it. No matter how much we praise our deen, very good to praise our deen, and there's sawab in there also. But we don't practice it. Our example mustn't be like that. One Khan Sahib, who is known that they like violent people. So he heard a bayan that you make one person a Muslim, you get so lot, all your past sins are also forgiven. So he became very eager. So he went out, met a Hindu, become Muslim. So he said, he was frightened, Khan Sahib will kill me if I don't become Muslim. So he said, okay, I'm ready, what must I do? He said, I don't know what must you do. You don't know yourself, how are you going to make? He said, read Kalima. Okay, I'll read Kalima. What is Kalima? I don't know Kalima. Now how are you going to? So let us practice ourselves, and then deen can spread. Make amal on our deen. Beautiful deen Allah has given us. The ayat that I have recited, it's in the 4th Sufara. Before this, just a little bit background. Allah Ta'ala started the subject in the Quran. Ya ayyuhalladhina aminu la ta'akulu riba az'afa muza'afa. Don't consume riba, interest. It is, Allah Ta'ala says in another ayat, yamhakullahu riba. A person who gets involved in riba, interest, Allah destroys that person. His wealth also gets destroyed, he gets destroyed also. وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. And charity a person gives, Allah increases it all the time. We see it different. That if you take interest, you're running your business on interest basis, then it looks like my business is flourishing. And if I give charity, it looks like my money is becoming less. If you take interest, you gave 100 rand, you loan somebody, and you charge him 120 when he pays back. So 20 rand interest, so you saw your money becoming more. And when you give charity, you had 100 rand, you gave 20 rand, you saw your money becoming 80. So we see that it's becoming in charity less, and in interest it's becoming more. But Allah has declared that in the charity I increase your wealth, and interest I decrease your wealth. So what we see, that is not what is actually happening. That is the weakness of our eyes, that we are seeing wrong. Reality is the opposite, that in interest Allah decreases. And how is it? Very easy to understand. Many of us must be remembering those days that we had parking meters on the road, and you had to put a 50 cent or something, then you get 20 minutes parking time, 30 minutes, whatever it was. Now many, by nature we were such that we look around at the traffic and we're not walking there, we say, I'll save my 50 cent. Now 50 cent we save. And then we got busy in the shop, we forgot that person was in charge, walked, oh yeah, it's expired this parking meter. So 100 rand fine. So you can say 50 cents and now 100 rand fine. Just like that also, we want to save little money, we don't give charity, we don't spend on the people, then Allah puts a fine on us. What is the fine? Sometimes such a fine that we don't know. Now you didn't give somebody a 5 rand, so begging somebody, whatever amount, you didn't give some charity. Now Allah punishes you and sends you for a holiday overseas where you spend 500,000 rand. 500,000 you go to, and many people are doing that. And you are happy, I went for holiday. But your 500,000 rand gone down the drain. And wish that when you come back from there, your friend phones you, your family, mother, somebody phones, Ma, I'm very tired. But bhai, you went for a holiday to take a rest. And you went 2 weeks holiday rest. You must have got a very good rest. I'm very tired. And next day you can't go shop also. You're so tired. So how are they making us fools with all that holidays and that? And then you earning whichever way. Now you're interested, you make your house nice. Your whole house, the kitchen, you make it how the wife would like it. You make your bedroom, you make your bathroom, you make your garden, everything. Now you get your leave in the year, 2-3 weeks leave. Now is the time to enjoy. Now you go to a holiday and you go and stay somewhere in a tent. And you are now, you say, oh, What a nice holiday there, exciting in the felt we went and stayed. For what you made this house of yours? For what you spent so much money? And more stupidity than that, now you tell your worker, your maid, whoever, you must come daily, that the cousin must look the house, there is no one here. Now she brings her boyfriend, and now she uses your bedroom. For what you paying her to use your bedroom, to use all what you should be enjoying, your jacuzzi you made, your swimming pool you made, now you paying her to, and she calls her boyfriend, and they use it all. So height of stupidity, where we, what direction we are going. So we want to save a little money, we waste it somewhere else, and we go through, and at the end, she robs you, she with her boyfriend, they steal everything from there, and now you're suffering even more. So there are many other more examples, but anyway, so interest, Allah Ta'ala destroys the wealth of interest. One person came to Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh, and said, Hazrat, crooks got in by my house, and they came and they robbed me, and they took all my money, and he said it was unclean money. You know, interest money, all earned unlawfully. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib said, make shukr that they didn't kill you, otherwise the dirty money, he said, the money will also go, take your clean money also with it, and take your life also. They'll shoot you dead, they'll stab you dead, and that also, this interest, all it does like that. So outwardly what it looks, our interest is increasing, is just a false illusion. Reality is what Allah Ta'ala said, it decreases our wealth. And you gave charity, now you gave your 5 rand charity. Now Allah give you topic to give 500,000 in a masjid. And now you're all making namaz in that masjid, making tilawat, Ramzan coming. All the sawab the people are doing, you getting your share. And forever and ever in akhirah. So how Allah increased your wealth. So Allah give us that reality, inshallah. Then Allah Ta'ala said, وَاتَّقُوا النَّارُ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. And fear that fire which we have prepared for the kafir, for the non-believers. Ulama have written that fire of Jahannam is not for the believers, for non-believers. But Allah Ta'ala told us, you fear that you must, where you were, it was no entry for you. Now you went and take interest, you got involved. Interest is one guna by which now what was no entry, but you'll enter there. For as a believer, now you have to enter into Jahannam. And any other guna also which lands us into Jahannam, we must fear that guna. Fear it very, very much that we enter. And the fire of Jahannam is not a five-letter word, Jahannam. It is a reality. Just to give us an idea, one place in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, إِذِلْ أَغْلَالُ فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ وَالسَّلَاسِلِ. When collars will be placed on their necks, that now you can't turn your head a little bit this way or that way. And it will have an effect that even with your eyes you won't, but like this if I'm looking, with my eyes still I can look this side, that side. But that also, you'll just be like straight one way. And you'll be fastened in chains also. إِذِلْ أَغْلَالُ فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ وَالسَّلَاسِلِ. يُسْحَبُونَ فِي الْحَمِيمِ. Then they will be dragged in boiling water. Imagine one drop of boiling water on your hand. This you'll be dragged in boiling water. ثُمَّ فِي النَّارِ يُسْجَرُونَ. Then they will be thrown headlong into the burning, flaming fire of Jahannam. We can't think about it. Where are we going to, how we could, who can tolerate it? Another place Allah Ta'ala is, that the two groups are always fighting with one another. Believers, non-believers. They say Allah doesn't exist, we say Allah exists. They say there is no Jannah, Jahannam, we say there is Jannah. They say you can break the laws of Allah, you must live like dunya people. We say no, you must observe the, all that they are. So Allah says this one group, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا قُطِّعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِّن نَارٍ. Their clothing of Jahannam will be made, it will be tailored with the fire of Jahannam. Like here we buy wool, we buy material, cotton, fabric, synthetic, whatever type of. There the material will be made of fire. Now you're wearing clothes of fire. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ قُطِّعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِّن نَارٍ يُصَبُّ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ رُؤُسُ الْحَمِيمِ. And then hot boiling water will be thrown onto them. And because of that, yusharu ma fi qulubihim wal julud. Whatever is in their inside, all the inside, all will melt with that boiling water. And the idil ala, and then there will be the iron rods of fire that will be made with hooks on them. Every time they want to like crush out of Jahannam, they will be pulled back with that hooks. Like now, if I hit a stick with a hook and I pull somebody, how much it will pain that person? This will be fire, iron rods of fire, and they will be hooked and pulled back again. And on the other hand, Allah says, and they will be told, you come back and taste this fire, which you were denying in the world. Yeah, it is now in front of you. هَذَا الَّذِي مَا كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ هَذَا مَا كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ This is what you were falsifying. This is what we promised you. Yeah, it is now. Suffer in here. And on the other hand, the righteous and the believe, their clothes will be made of soft silk. For men to wear silk in this dunya is haram. There they will wear material of soft, wonderful silk. And they will have the fruit of Jahannam. And they will have the enjoyments of Jannah. They will have the enjoyments of Jannah. So let us think of that life there. So Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala brings us onto another greater level. That where people who obey the commands of Allah, and who do righteous deeds, and they become pious, namaz, their clothing, they wear sunnah, not kuffar style clothing, their education of their children, Quran, hadith education, not all the kuffar about Darwin's theory that our forefather was a monkey, na'uzubillah, all this false, stupid thing, for that you get big degrees to learn lies, that for our forefather was a monkey. Okay, where is all that? So then Allah says, don't stay at that limit also. Go higher. And that is now that all the believers must make effort to progress all the time in the path of deen. Wasari'u, and rush, run towards ila maghfiratin min rabbikum, towards the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, Allah said, wasari'u. In another place Allah said, wasabiqu. Race with one another. In the hadith it comes that as far as deen's good qualities are concerned, copy other people and you also do good. And don't look at the dunya of other people. Today we see they bought this kind of car, we must have this kind of car. They got this kind of house, we must have this. No, dunya's matters, look at those who are lower than you and make shukr what you got. And deen's matters, see that that person every day sits for ishraq. So you also sit for ishraq. Every day that person, today after Asr, mashallah, Maulana was giving bayan, our Haji Sahib, every time I was sitting next to him, whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name came, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is very seldom, practically no one. So I mentioned there also, that even in the darul rooms, in the hadith class, the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, not reading durood sharif. Copy it, try and do, you see somebody doing good, try and do more good. We try and outdo them in good deeds. And in dunya matters, be content with what you got. So Allah Ta'ala says, ulama have written, that Allah explained that how every person must become a role model for other people. People must take good lessons from our life. Let's see what good character you got. After amal, the other very important thing is good character. And that Allah is explaining. And we must make dua that every masjid, every town, in fact, each one of us must be a person with good character that the non-Muslims can see what good character the Muslims have got and they accept the fold of Islam. That is how the Sahaba spread Islam. They had that good character. The da'wah of Islam was very small. Aslim, taslam. Accept Islam, you'll have peace. So short, not 1 hour bayan. Not a kitab of 500 pages. Not anything else. Short, but what deen was in their lives. Not only namaz and that. Namaz is made in the masjid. They don't see our namaz, normally. And a woman make at home, so where they see our namaz? Hajj we go where non-Muslims are not allowed. They don't see our Hajj. Zakat we give, nobody knows we gave zakat. But good character you have, that will be seen by everyone. You in your business, and you the boss, you got good character. You the worker, and you got good character. Anyone. But today it is such, so bad character that how many homes are breaking. How many divorces are taking place. All because of bad character. Husband got some bad habits, wife got some bad habits, and that causes the house, a marriage to break up. So good character is a very important thing. So that Allah stresses here, what we call hukukul ibad, the rights of fellow people. So Allah says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ and rush, run. And today, see, for dini matters, we don't pay attention. Azan goes, and those who make namaz, but we still casual. We are not like rush. Namaz comes, the minute Azan comes, then a person must become like restless. Namaz I have to make. Till he doesn't make his namaz, he mustn't find peace. Azan goes, we're not even paying attention. No respect of Azan. We are still talking, and we are still laughing, and everything else we are doing. No respect of Azan. We don't reply to Azan. And if we go for namaz, many of us are such, we are habitual latecomers. We don't come on time. Whereas for namaz, a person should be keen. Now soon, in fact, before Azan, we should try and make a habit we are in the masjid before Azan. That is the best quality that we can have as far as presence in the masjid is concerned. So Allah give us tawfiq that we move towards righteousness. Sari'u, rush towards. One lady in Egypt was muallima, teaching in the madrasa, and apa in the madrasa. What caught hold of her and had an impact on her? The ayat of the Quran, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. Oh Allah, I've rushed to you to please you. So whenever Adhan was to go, she should stop all her work and then go and make her namaz first. Till her namaz is not finished. Allah give us as man also, woman also. The minute Adhan goes, now nothing else. Now it's to get ready for namaz. Allah give us so. So wasari'u. What must we rush to? Ila maghfiratin min rabbikum. Rush towards the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. On this also, ulama have made effort and they've collected all those amal, those actions which are explained in the hadith by which forgiveness of sins take place. And we should also try and find out and do all those actions where our forgiveness. Forgiveness of sins is the one of the biggest namah, but we don't realize it. A person can die with iman, which we normally, we make dua, unfortunately there also, if we make dua for one another, may Allah give you long life. Long life is not an asset. If it isn't worth, if you got a long life, and now you're a sickly person, you're a burden to yourself, burden to other people, what's the use of such a long life? If you got a long life and you're committing gunas one, making zulam on people, what's the use of a long life? Yes, a long life with good health and for deen, you are practicing on deen, and you are teaching people deen, then a long life is worthwhile. You are making your ibadat also, then a long life. So a life in which can have a long life, but if we die and we didn't get the forgiveness, we died with iman. But no forgiveness, if Allah doesn't forgive us on Qiyamah's day, then we'll have to go to Jahannam to wash off all that gunas. Then only we'll be able to go to Jannah. And one split second in Jahannam, who can tolerate all that? So if you have gunas forgiven, then you go straight to Jannah. So much so that even a shaheed, if he dies, what the debt on him? He's owing people money. Till the debt is not sorted out, he also won't be able to go to Jannah. But a person who dies with iman and maghfirat, all his sins are forgiven, he goes one way straight to Jannah. So all those actions, and so many actions, Allahu Akbar. A person eating, we all have to do, we are not angels, we have to eat, Allah made our system like that. But just read this dua after eating. Alhamdulillah, illadhi at'amani hadha ta'am wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwa. A person who reads that dua, all his sins are forgiven. Now imagine what the deen Allah gave us. You're enjoying chicken, you're enjoying roast, you're enjoying biryani. And you just read this dua. And with all the enjoyment of this food, all your sins are forgiven. Allah didn't say get up to Hajj time and cry to Allah. Or dua some other. Easy. And the same dua comes for wearing clothes also. When wearing our clothes, ask ourselves, who reads dua when we wear our clothes? We just wear the clothes. There are duas to be recited. And one of the dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani hadha thawb wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwa. Allah, all praises to you to Allah who gave me this clothes to wear and without any effort from my side. Allah gave me my clothes. The person who reads that also, all his gunas are forgiven. So easy to have our gunas forgiven. Allah give us all tawfiq. So Allah say, rush towards the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. Wa jannatin, and rush towards the jannat. That is what we must do. Race with one another. Vie with one another. Not only for jannat, the high stages. Like if a person comes as a refugee in the country, if just to get in the country, he's happy. Now when he gets citizenship, after all his paperwork, now he gets more happy. But he's still living as a refugee in a tin shanty or something. Now he works, he wants to upgrade. And if he comes to that level, now he goes into the upper class suburb, the southern suburbs, northern suburbs, which then he feels more happy. So just to enter Jannat is also not enough. A person will want higher, and we can't go there higher. Now we have to make the arrangement to go to the highest places. So Allah says, rush towards that. إِلَىٰ مَخْتِغَةِ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. The width of Jannah is the distance between the skies and the earth and the skies. Yes, that is the, and the length of it is much, much more. There is no limit to the greatness. And how much we are earning here, whatever many people feel, this amal so lot sawab, so I'm all right. I got so much sawab. No, in Jannah, there will be shopping also. And you'll have to need your currency to go and shop. And the currency is sawab. So how much you have acquired, according to that you'll be able to. And you're going to live in Jannah forever. And you can't make sawab there. You can't earn there. You can't even invest your money there to make it. You have to take it from here. So there is no time, and you're going to live forever. And we have been given a short life of about 65 years to live, to prepare for a life that will never come to end. So how much currency we need for that? For all the enjoyments of Jannah. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam on the occasion of Mi'raj, tell your ummah that Jannah is qi'an, it's a barren land. There is nothing there. And the beautiful gardens and fruit and the beautiful hurul in are all the amal that we will do. If by iman a person gets Jannah, he'll get an empty Jannah. If we didn't do amal, so if we do amal, our third kalima we read, for example, all tilawat of Quran, this will be all the beauty and all the furnishing of the house. You get an empty house, alhamdulillah, you make shukr, I got a house, but no furnishing in the house, nothing in the kitchen, nothing in the bedroom, lounge, all just empty. Jannat is like that. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Jannat is ti'an, it's an empty place. And our amal that we do, that is what all the furniture and all the beauty and the enjoyment of Jannat will be. So, استارعي إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة أرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. And أعدت is in the past tense. That means Jannat is already prepared. It's not going to be still made. It's there, and it is guaranteed and booked already. Your reservation has been made for the muttaqeen, for those people who have got taqwa. And yet, the Quran has classified two types of people who will enter Jannah. The first, the upper class, ashabul, the closer people to Allah Ta'ala, muqarrabin, they will have the higher places of Jannah. And these are those people who don't commit gunas. They are living righteously. Gunas all make some here and there, but their life is not of guna. Their life is of righteousness. By the chance a person gets involved somewhere, he makes some guna, they make tawbah immediately. Another group which Allah explains in the ayat after are those people who commit gunas recklessly. But then they make tawbah and they change their lives. So yeah, in the first ayat Allah is explaining those people who live righteously. That u'iddat lil muttaqeen. And who are these people? Alladhina yunfiquna amwaluhum bil layli wan nahari. No. Alladhina yunfiquna amwaluhum fis sarai wad dharra. That is, when they are, if they got enough, then also they spend in the battle. When they are happy, also they spend. And when they haven't got enough, then also they spend. That is a very important quality, a great quality of a mu'min, of a believer, to spend in the path of Allah. And to look for the opportunity, not to wait for the opportunity. That we look for opportunities, how we can spend in the path of Allah, and in all conditions. Well, and in fact, a mu'min must be such, daily we should give some sadaqah. Whether it's Haji Ahmad Nakhuda Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, even if it is one rain a day, even in the Hadith Sharif it comes, not a whole khajur, just a piece of a khajur also. But spend in the path of Allah. On a daily basis, see, shaitan will always come, and now this person is not right, that person is not right. Whole day will pass, whole week, month will pass, you won't find the right person. But you spend in the path, and you give in the path for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala increases what we spend in charity. A person who gives a piece of a khajur, Allah lets it invest it and lets it grow till it becomes like the mountain of oil. So big Allah made that investment. Like if we invest 100 rand somewhere and it was such a good investment, it became 500, became 1,000, became 10,000. We will get surprised ourselves that 100 rand of mine, where it went. And hereby Allah guarantee a piece of a khajur in the path of Allah and where it will go. Spend on who? Spend on the people working in our house, the maids who are working. We paying them, alhamdulillah. Government made us pay them a reasonable salary. Otherwise on our own, we will just give them some crumbs. We won't give them a decent salary. And then too, now we don't. We're not really paying them what we should be paying. They are shining our house, shining our toilet. So spend on them also. And they will also feel happy. Our workers in the shop who are working, spend on them also. We should look for the opportunities where we can spend. On all, in good. One Maulana, some ulama went to Cape Town 3-4 years ago, COVID time, and to distribute money to the poor, to the needy. They came to one lady just before Maghrib time, and poor family, very poor, and she was in Ramzan, and 7-8 of her children, small children, all got roza. And what she had prepared for iftari, not like what our dasturkhan will be, just potatoes, she sliced them, and she spiced them little salt, pepper, whatever, and she was going to fry them. And there her electricity got finished. Now she couldn't fry. Now it's iftari time, few minutes left, 10-15 minutes left, and all the children got roza there. Then just then this ulama reached there. Allah made it such, and then they gave her money. She got so happy. What dua she gave. And those who send the money and those ulama went, imagine now. And we should look for those places to give our money where people did not expect. And they get so happy. So then she became so happy, she went and buy her electricity. She managed to fry her. And we know her mother for her children. And Cape Town rosas are more longer. They make iftari up past 8, 9 o'clock. And those poor little children. And you became the mean. Those are the things that we should look for. In Ahmedabad in India, there were one time what preparation they made for the Ijtima that was coming. So all the scooter drivers, those who know India, the small little scooter, they taxi, they take people around. So they had decided that one day of the week, all decide their own day, that this is Allah's day, that we don't charge anyone. But they don't make it known, otherwise people will take advantage. But anyone come and sit in the scooter, then when you get off, How much was it? On the meter it shows. They say, no, today no charge. So one person like that, he went, one Hindu lady wanted to go hospital. So she went, when they came there, and then how much? The meter, he said, no, there is Allah. What is Allah's name? No, today we don't charge anyone. Free of. She burst in tears. She said, I only had so much money. My sister is in hospital. There is nobody to see her. I came and I had no money to go back. Now you're not charging me. Now she's got money to go back again. So like that we help somebody. So charity is a very great thing. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will announce all those people who got a right on me, on Allah, stand up. And all those people who forgave other people whatever wrong they did to them, and they spend on other people, they will stand up. Then Allah will give them from His side. So what we forgive people, today we are not prepared to forgive also. We forgive people, we spend on people. We will take our returns from Allah Himself. He will give on that day. And we have got so many wrongs of ours. Allah will overlook, forgive all. By Allah, all our guna is nothing for Allah to forgive. Allah says, lamam. It's nothing, it's got nothing. For Allah to forgive is easy, but we forgive, yeah. We spend on other people. Sil man kata'aka. Join up with those people who cut off from you. Wa'afu amman zalamaka. And forgive those who make zulam to you. Wa ahsin ila man asa'aka. And do good to those who do bad to you. That are the qualities of a mu'min. So just not our namazes and masjid and umrah and all that, but our character also. With all the people, on one occasion, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, famous the Khalifa, but this Hazrat Ali, his grandson, Hazrat Hussein's son, he named his son on his father's name Ali. So he was making wudu, and while making wudu, the person was pouring the water by mistake from the jug on his head. So you get angry. Now something just hit you like that. So he looked angrily up. So that person said the same ayat here, wal kaazimeen al ghayb, those people who control their anger. So then he said, I've controlled my anger. I won't do anything. Then the person read the next part of the ayat, wal aafina anin nas, who forgives people. He said, I've forgiven you. Then he read the third part here, or part of the ayat, wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen, Allah loves those people who are kind. He says, go, I've set you free in the path of... They did wrong, hurt him on the head, and got freedom from slavery. That is when there is good character. If there is good character between husband and wife, even if one of them got good character, you'll forgive your partner. But when both, the tit for tat, two, fighting with one another, until I don't have the final say, then I can't keep quiet. I must have the final say. So we learn to forgive. Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالْضَرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْرِ, those who control their anger. Today we become angry for nothing. And for controlling anger, we don't think about it. And to control one's anger is a very, on the day of Qiyamah, in front of all the creation, Allah will call out that person who became angry on somebody. He had the right to become angry. That person did wrong to him, and he had the power to hit that person, harm that person, whatever. But he didn't do. Allah will call him out. And all the hurul in, all are beautiful. And those who are so beautiful and the most, Allah will say, choose out which one you want now. If we will forgive ye, and we overlook, what won't Allah Ta'ala give? But here also, all this forgiveness we must remember is our own personal things. Not the matters of deen. If somebody does wrong in the matters of deen, we haven't got the right to forgive also. Today for deeny matters, we forgive, which is not our right. That we forgive. And our own rights, we don't forgive. That we want to take revenge for a person, our family people didn't invite us for their wedding, we'll make sure our wedding we don't invite them. Now we break contact with them just because they didn't invite us to their wedding. Or any, for dunya's matters, we take revenge and we don't forgive. And for deen's matters, we don't. For deen's matters, a person has got no right to forgive anyone. That is the right of Allah Ta'ala. We can't forgive any person in the matters of deen. On one occasion, one famous Sahabiya, Fatima Makhzumiya, and a prominent lady amongst the Sahaba, she stole and she was caught, found guilty also, and her hands were going to be cut. So the Sahaba also talked among themselves, a prominent lady, and her hands going to be cut. So somebody should intercede and speak to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They discussed it, who else can they be than Hazrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hib Rasul, the beloved of Nabi. If he tells Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will listen to him. They spoke to him, so he went. He spoke to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became very angry. And he said, in the right of Allah, the people of before were destroyed. In the right of Allah, when an ordinary person does wrong, punish him. And when a prominent person, then forgive him, cover it up. So he says, they were destroyed. Even if my own daughter, Fatima bint Muhammad, has to speak, I will cut her hands also. So the matters of deen, we must be strong. But today, matters of deen, we become weak. And dunya's matters, then there we take revenge. But deen's matters, we don't. So Allah give us tawfiq. So Allah says, wal kaazimeen al ghayr, and those people who control their anger. And anger is such a thing, it makes us the biggest fool. When a person is angry, many times you say, just hold me, I'll kill this person. Now if you want to kill him, go and kill him. Why are you saying, hold me? So you don't want to kill him, but you say, I'll kill him now. Just hold me, otherwise I'll kill him now. If I had a gun, I should shoot you dead now. All the funny stories of this, angry people, what they do. All they are doing is making a fool of themselves. So our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali, gives this example. A person is very angry with his wife. And he says, today I'll make mincemeat out of you. I'll make kachumar out of you. I'm going to kill you. Angry, angry. Just then there's a knock on the door. So he goes and check from the peephole. He sees is his two brothers-in-law. And both are in the army and they wear their uniform also. And they got their guns also, big, big guns with them. Now suddenly he'll come to his wife, you know these things happen, you forget about it. Now where your anger went, why it went away, where it went into, not even thin air, it just vanished completely. Why suddenly, where it's gone, if you were really so angry, now why you don't, where it's gone now. So anger just makes a fool of us. And it makes us to be the worst cowards. A coward is one to person who shows his anger on a weaker person. Your wife, she's a weaker sex, and a woman, normally she won't hit back. But her tongue, she'll hit you so hard with her tongue that with more harm than what a person hits with their hands also. So she won't hit you back, but consider her. And remember, and also whenever you want to take you become angry on somebody. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam told Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one time when he was angry on somebody, and he said, Abu Bakr, that be careful that of that being who has got more power over you than what you got over this person. You got your worker, you are angry on your worker, you're shouting him just because you're giving him a salary. You forget he's also a human being. He's also got dignity. He's also got feelings. And he also has got his respect in front of his wife, in front of his children. And you belittling him, and you swearing, and how you shouting him and all that. We got no right. And remember that how much you think you got control over him, Allah has got more control over you. You can fire him from the job. And if Allah fires you, then whatever you have got, it will be just pulled from under your feet. All your properties and your investments, and how many people? This is not just a statement, one person, many years, maybe 30, 40 years ago, who owned property from Durban right up to Mpangeni, the whole north coast. Every town, what properties he had. He phoned one Mufti Sahab one time, and he said, there was no cell phone, from a public phone, He said, this is my last 2 rand I've got. I'm phoning you and I need your help. Guide me. Help me. All his properties finished. And just for our information, the Mufti Sahib, he told us, and what was the cause of all that? Zina. Getting involved with other women and all that. All his properties got finished. All his businesses got finished. His health finished. Family left him. Everyone. The last 2 rand he used to make a public phone call to Mufti Sahib. So don't think that we are very rich today and nothing can happen to us. When Allah pulls the carpet from under our feet, we won't know what hit us from what side. So have respect for people. Don't just take advantage of people. Don't think we are big bosses and we can, just because we're paying a salary, I'm the boss or somebody, or my wife, we treat her worse than a slave woman. How we treat our wives? Our wives who feed us every day. 3 meals a day minimum, besides all the extra we want. And not one time we tell them Jazakallah also. Ask ourselves, when did I tell my wife, Jazakallah, you prepared my lunch for me, my supper. We want to go and take a shower, a bath, she will put our clothes for us there. She'll put a towel and she'll perfume it also and everything. But did we ever say Jazakallah? And when she makes a mistake or not a mistake, we think it was a mistake, it was my mistake. And then we become so angry on them. And Allah is watching everything. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, once a couple came to Hazrat, many years ago, perhaps 70, 80 years ago, after Isha, they had a marital problem. Until 12 o'clock at night, they said by Hazrat, but that person just wanted to marry another girl, a young girl. This woman, 6 children, and no reason to divorce her. Allama Khalid Mahmood Rahmatullah Ali of England, a great alim of Pakistan original, he says when a person wants to divorce his wife just to marry some other young cheek, a young girl, and then he has no excuse. So he makes a funny excuse. So he says, like for example, this person, what he said, why he wants to divorce his wife, that when she makes roti, to hilti hai. She's shaking. Now she's making roti like this, she is going to shake. Now is that an excuse to give her divorce? But when your mind is gone all bonkers, then all funny excuses you make. So anyway, he was adamant. 12 o'clock at night, they explained to him, he was adamant. She went out, he gave her talaq there. And at 12 o'clock at night, where? She got no mother to go to, no father. With her 6 children, where must she go? She looked up to Allah. Allah took care of her. This man got married to the young 17-year-old that he wanted to. About 6 months he made his honeymoon, then Allah made it, he became paralyzed. Then he was sleeping on the bed, his number 1 on the bed, number 2 on the bed. That 17-year-old didn't come to make his khidmat, to wash him and clean him. She went away. And now he died like in that. All that stool and that urine and nobody to look after him. So when we heard with our wives especially, and we want to have the final say, and when she doesn't say anything, she turns around and she turns to Allah. And her 2 or 3 drops of tears come out. You must know you are in big danger now. Allah will sort you out. You are in big danger. Don't think that this girl I can treat her as I want to. Respect them. They have got their dignity also. And the same way, the wife must respect the husband also. Don't think that I can just shout at him and treat him like a piece of dirt and just handle him in any way. Learn to respect. So these people who have this character, these people Allah says. So akhlaq is a very great thing which we must also develop. Not only our namazes and our tahajjud and all that, but charity also. We must be in the forefront of charity also. And good character. Good character and things, don't become angry. Control, learn to control. Learn to control. وَالْقَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْرِ And not only control your anger, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ Forgive people also. Learn to forgive. Today we say, till Qiyamah I won't forgive you. For close family people, brothers, we grew up together. As small little children, we fought with one another, but we had no ill feelings with one another. And now when we are grown up, Now we don't actually have physical fight, but all the dirt in the heart. For your own brother, for your own sister, what cases we hear? That should not be the case. So we shall afina anin nas. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Allah loves those people who do good to other people, who are kind, who are forgiving, and they treat other people well. Allah gives them great, great stages. May Allah give us all tawfiq to become righteous also, improve our character also, and that we have this, the character, person, just one little example, person wants to go in Jamaat, for example, or in the Khanka, his boss, his wife say, no, you can't go, we need you yet. Somehow or the other, he pleads and that he goes. But he brought now proper deen. His akhlaq character also became good. Now the wife will say, this man, when he should enter the house, coming in, screaming, shouting, this is not right, that is not right. You didn't. Now he came with a rose for me. And now he's hugging me. And he's giving, putting a chocolate in my mouth. Oh, what happened here? She can't believe what happened here. A farishta came, an angel came. What she will tell all her friends and everyone, you send your husband also in Jamaat. You send him also in Khanka. My husband was like a monster. He became like an angel. He is like today like a slave of mine. Eh? So when deen will come in us, forget only the wife, the whole world will accept Islam. When we got that akhlaq in us. And the same way, the boss will say, he wasn't giving him off, but now he sees that no more he's wasting time on the cell phone. No more he's talking with the workers. No more he's robbing and stealing money and that now. Now he's working properly. Boss will tell all the workers, I'm giving you money, all of you also go Jamaat. All of you also go Khanka. Because now I can see what if deen comes in our life, good character comes in, everyone will appreciate it. The wife will appreciate it. The wife who never had one wife told her husband that you think you're a big buzurg. Eh? Buzurg, today I saw a buzurg was flying in the air. She said, you saw? He said, yeah, I saw. You saw? Yeah, it was me. She said, oh, it was you. No wonder you were going crooked. Then also she still didn't accept that he's all right, that he's the one who was going crooked. So a wife won't accept your anything, but your good character you have, she will appreciate. Allah give us all tawfiq.